Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Those big wireless providers forget that families come in all shapes and sizes. That's why Mint Mobile decided to make and shake up the wireless industry with their brand new modern family plan. Each line starts at $15 a month, and you only need 2 lines to get started, no matter how big or small your family is. You deserve to stay on your wireless service. So let me tell you right now, Mint Mobile Wireless, the quality of the plan is amazing. You can hear crystal clear, and you can't beat it for the cost. We actually got to try it out, and they are legit. For anyone who hates their phone bill, Mint Mobile offers wireless for just $15 a month. Mint Mobile gives you the best rate whether you're buying for one or a family, and Mint Mobile's family plans start at 2 lines. All plans come with an unlimited talk and text, high-speed data delivery, nation's largest 5G network. Plus, Mint Mobile's modern family plan lets you mix and match data plans so everyone gets the amount of data that's right for them. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and keep your same phone number along with all your existing contacts. Switch to Mint Mobile and get premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month, including the modern family plan, go to mintmobile.com/ITGTCAA.
ITGTCAA.
That's mintmobile.com/ITGTCAA.
ITGTCAA.
Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/ITGTCAA.
ITGTCAA.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of
Is This Gonna Cause an Argument?
My name is Angel Akita Moore, also known as Angel Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel. And tell them who you are.
I'm the
baby.
Other host of ITGTCAA, also known as Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? Marcus Anthony Tanksley, known as Tank, known as That Heifer, be heffing.
Yes, you do be.
Driver of Halo. Anyway, y'all, if this is your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate you joining. Thank you for coming back. All the media family, thank y'all for joining us. This is a weekly podcast. I'm going to let them know who the media family is. This is a weekly podcast that we do every single week, and we talk about whatever the god dang we feel like. Mm-hmm. We talk about family, relationships, kids, parents, you, us, maybe a little bit of politics. You never know. And we are joined by our media family. Those are the people that will help us out during this podcast, and they watch this live as I'm struggling because I'm trying to rush through this, y'all, because we bomb ball time right now. That's the immediate family. That is the Patreon. They are watching us right now live, record, fumble, restart the stream, all of that jazz. And they may skew this direction, this conversation in any direction that they goddamn feel like it's, you know, if we paying a close enough attention.
Right.
You can join the immediate family on Patreon at Patreon. Hold on.
Come on. Let's see if you can do it.
At patreon.com/thatchickangel.
Yes.
Hey, that didn't even sound right, but it was right.
www.
That's what it was missing. HTTP/
Um, So we also have some amazing sponsors. You just heard about our first sponsor, Mint Mobile, but we have four other sponsors that are also equally amazing that we're going to tell you about later on in the broadcast, and that is Babbel, as well as Every Plate.
Say something. Plates!
Ladder Financial, and a new company that I'm so excited to be working with, Parent Educate. Actually, we worked with them before, but this will be a refresher for those of you all who are loyal listeners, and possibly something new for you to hear if you're new to the podcast. Oh my God, today has been a day.
Ooh, hasn't it?
You know, like the earlier part of the day wasn't like this crazy. I felt like I had lax time, even though things were pissing me off today. And then all of a sudden, well, I knew today was one of those days where it was just like, okay, we can't have any errors. Everybody's got to be on their game. And then all the errors started to come in. I'm like, okay, all right, okay, it's good. It's all good. It's gravy. And then now, obviously, because people don't realize I'm working, texting me currently, and I'm like, okay, this is fine. All of this is fine. We can get it done.
Yeah, it's been a hectic day. Like you said, the latter end of this evening, this afternoon has gotten a little hectic.
Yeah.
We tired. I'm extremely tired. You tired too, because you got up a lot earlier.
Yeah, and I didn't go down for a nap. We had an amazing, I'm talking about amazing game night last night.
Yeah.
It was epic. So we don't really have a way to like complain about it, because it wasn't like we were up moving furniture.
It was like 1:30 by the time everybody left our residence.
Now, they had actually left out of our house at 12 midnight.
Yeah, but we was out front cackling, keeping the neighbors up till 1:30.
Him and everybody else.
They said, where's Angel? I said, y'all, she was asleep before y'all left the house.
That's not why. It's because it was because Amar was still up, and I didn't want to go out there with him. I was just like, listen, let me tell you right now, Amar, I need you to go sleep. And he was like, yeah, I know you do. I was asleep on the couch.
He was like, yeah, I needed you to have this house quieter, and I would have been asleep.
I was asleep, and he was talking to me and kissing me, and I was just like, oh, leave me alone. Anyways, we've got some great segments for this podcast, so let's go ahead and jump into it. Let me tell you the story behind this.
All right.
A woman in Missouri was awarded $5.2 million in a settlement from Geico Insurance Company after contracting a sexually transmitted disease from her partner in his vehicle, which was insured by the company. She alleged, get into it. She alleged that her sexual partner negligently caused or contributed to cause to be infected with HPV by not taking proper precautions and neglecting to inform and or disclose his diagnosis, and that his insurance policy provided coverage for her injuries and losses. So, I would love to hear your thoughts on it before I give my thoughts on should the insurance company be liable. What's your take? What's your side? And you got to take one.
I'm taking a side. First, I will say, very creative of her.
That was the most creative thing I've ever heard.
Yeah,
in my life.
There is a way to work the system, I say work it, because insurance companies, one of the biggest scams that exist on this planet today. You pay a whole bunch of money for something that might happen. And when it does happen, they fight you on it.
Don't they? They don't want to pay nothing.
Not a goddamn thing. So I commend her on that. And I support her in this journey completely. However, if I was the insurance company.
You wouldn't be trying to pay.
I mean, if I was an insurance company, I wouldn't be trying to pay for nothing regardless anyway. But no, to me, I don't understand like something that happens in that vehicle. Like, it's almost like somebody smoking and dropping the cigarette on you inside the vehicle. It's like that wasn't a vehicular accident.
Right.
That was a personal accident.
Correct.
So I do think she's a little off by wanting to do this, but I commend her and support her fully. If there was a petition to sign, I would sign it.
Yeah.
Stick it to the man.
I fully disagree with what she did, right? because she should be suing the man, but obviously he ain't got $5.2 million.
No.
He ain't got that money. And it is low. It is truly his fault if he didn't disclose. And I really do wonder if this, if they were in cahoots.
Uh-huh.
If she was like, I'm going to go ahead and take this HPV from you, but we about to get paid.
I don't know. Somebody said she is got to be one of the slickest talking people. For somebody be like, hey, now what we going to do?
Right.
Right. He's like, all right.
I definitely think she was hella wrong. But to your point, though, Marcus, these companies, they take. It's just like we're going through life insurance policies right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact of the matter is, I'm about to pay all this money for the next 20 years, and it only is worth it if I'm dead.
Yeah.
That's literally when it becomes worth it. I mean, granted, life insurance is not a requirement, so you don't have to have life insurance, right. But it is good to have, absolutely. So I'm not trying to say that you shouldn't have it.
Take care of your loved ones.
However, car insurance is a requirement.
Yeah, that, you have to have car insurance.
You cannot be out here driving without insurance. And so then when something does happen, they be like, yeah, but.
It's literally like, hey, you need to pay us this money. You're required to pay us this money. In case X, Y, and Z happens, and you do this for years, and then when X, Y, and Z happens, well, we don't know. You know what? Then they try their best to back out of the situation.
They always try. It's the most infuriating thing. So, like, wow. Like, okay, I'm happy for sis that she didn't came up on the come up. I also know that when stuff like this happens, this is when they start finding all the loopholes and tying the things up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, did you have to go for all of that? 5.2? You couldn't just.
Yeah, because they're going to make it back three times fold.
They are tenfold, going to.
I said three times.
We're going to. The fact of the matter is that we're actually the ones that are
going to. Yeah, everybody else.
Her coochie. We're the ones.
We got Geico. They're going to make us pay.
That's exactly. That's some crap. That's exactly
everybody's rate go up $8. It's like, wait a minute, because they got to pay for the old girl.
That's exactly what's going to happen. So
the biggest scam.
She did wrong because I'm now having to pay for her STD, and she should like nobody else gets paid for the STDs.
Nah,
everybody else just got to have these STDs for free.
And unless you like total a vehicle, I'm trying to think, like, depending on what you pay per month. Would it be better to just put that money aside yourself?
Well, that's what some people do with insurance.
Yeah.
Like not health insurance is what I mean.
Right.
They there's like community like pay-in where you're basically everybody's paying in, and it's like money set to the side, and then when a person has to go to the doctors or the hospital, they just take from out of that,
and everybody else keeps paying in. You know what? How is that set up? Is that through like a community? Like we just be like, hey, y'all, let's do this. And it's like.
Yeah, I think there's like some more formal like.
Yeah, formal. Get some lawyers involved and all that. Hey, yeah. Y'all do that.
My homegirl.
We going to do that, too.
No, we're not. My homegirl who has a lot of children. That's how when Obamacare went into place, or the what is it called? Affordable Health Care Act.
Yeah.
When it went into place, and a lot of people were very like, I don't want to do it, because it did cause private insurance to go up.
Yeah.
A lot. That was their way to be like, I'll pay the penalty that you all are going to charge me on taxes at the end of the year. That's what, $300 versus me having to shell out thousands and thousands of dollars when we have a healthy family. Yes, she is a Wahite.
Somebody I already know.
But
when she's from the island.
The island of Wahite. Shayla said HPV, the cancer of the warts. It's usually HPV starts off as the warts, the human papilloma virus. The cancer is something that they link it to, but it's not like the, let's start there. That's not how it typically works. But yeah, so you're like, she should have did it. I'm like, nah.
Yeah, it's wrong. I'm gonna support her in her wrongness just because she's doing something wrong to a people that do stuff wrong all the time.
I get it. Still wrong.
It's like, it's robbing wrong, but yes, when the bank robber gets robbed, it's like, good. Was it wrong? Yeah, somebody stole from him, but he deserved it.
He deserved it. Well, here's another segment that we're about to go to.
We don't.
Here is another segment that we are about to go to that I absolutely love because we're now on this platform so much more than what we used to be, which is TikTok O'Clock.
Angel, girl, what time is it?
TikTok O'Clock. I can't wait for you to hear this. Marcus hasn't heard this one yet. I got to listen to it before. I can't wait to hear what your thoughts are on this. Here we go.
Be delusional. Fuck what everybody talk about this whole be realistic. My key to life, the reason why I be having so much fun, is I'm delusional as fuck. Bitch, a guy can literally just breathe next to me and immediately I'm like, oh my God, he won't like, he was trying to clap these sheets. He trying to get me in his sheets. Like, just think about it. Who are you hurting by being delusional? Who are you hurting by thinking you are the shit you're gonna be? I think I'm gonna be the first millionaire in my family. Do I have proof of that? Hell fucking no. So I say again, be delusional as fuck. Like, whatever it is in life, whether you want to fucking raise, you want to be your own boss, you really want this fucking guy. Just in my head, I think every fucking body wants me or wants to be me. And if you go back to manifestation, it always says what you believe you will attract. So by you believing that you are the shit, whatever great things are coming your way, eventually it's going to have to manifest in your real life. So be delusional. Fuck this realistic. It's more fun to be delusional anyway.
All right. That was a lovely young black woman giving out this advice. I would love to know everyone's thoughts on that, not just yours, but the people watching. But of course, we're the only ones that are talking on this podcast. So, however, while you are putting your thoughts together about this, I can see your brain just ready to explode on this. I would like to tell them about our next sponsor, though. Y'all, for most of us, learning a second language in high school or college wasn't exactly the high point of our academic careers. I took Spanish so long. I took Spanish in high school. I remember doing competitions where we did acting scenes in Spanish and had to code read in Spanish. And when I tell you, I sounded awful, terrible. Even I never got to be immersed into the culture, so I can barely hold any type of conversation with a Spanish speaker in Spanish. But now, thanks to Babbel, the language learning app that has sold more than 10 million subscriptions, there's an addictively fun and easy way to learn new language. Whether you'll be traveling abroad, connecting in a deeper way with family, or just have some free time, Babbel teaches bite-sized language lessons that you can actually use in the real world. Some of the people that we have hired or contracted to do work with us, especially in our house, they are Spanish speakers. They speak English as well, but Spanish is their the language that they have more comfortability with because they were born learning. Well, not born. They were raised learning that language. I want to be able to communicate effectively with these people. I think it is a sign of respect to be able to speak to someone in a way that they best understand, and Babbel is how I'm going to actually be able to do that. And I'm actually really, really excited because nothing makes you feel better when you're speaking to a Spanish speaker and they're trying to give you the words in English that they mean, and then you say it to them in Spanish and they're like, oh, you speak it? And I have to be like, un poquito, don't go off, don't talk too much to me because I'm gonna be confused.
Wait
like, slow down,
you're rapid firing at me.
Right, slow down. This is we're more of like a little putt. Okay, boop. Okay, so anyways, taking these bite-sized lessons, they're about 15-minute lessons, is the perfect way to learn language on the go, and the perfect way for me to be able to get to a place where I can communicate more effectively. Other language learning apps use AI for their lesson plans, but Babbel's lessons were created with over 100 language experts. Their teaching method was scientifically proven to be effective, and with Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German. Plus, Babbel speech recognition technology helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. There are so many ways to learn with Babbel. In addition to lessons, you can access podcasts, games, video stories, and even live classes. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. So start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. Right now, save up to 60% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/argue.
Argue.
That's babbel.com/argue.
Argue.
For up to 60% off your subscription, Babbel, language or life. My dear husband, tell us how you feel about this young lady's take on living delusional.
You know what? If living delusional is something she wants to do, I encourage her to please go do it. However, that's the worst advice I've ever heard somebody give. And by her saying that, it makes her sound extremely, I don't know, ditzy, airheaded.
Tell me why.
Just for one, delusional is a medical condition. You don't. Why would you? Why would you want to have a unnecessary? Why would you encourage? Why would you purposely give yourself a medical condition by being delusional? I don't think she meant. I don't even know if she understands what delusional is.
Maybe she's just saying, don't ground yourself so hard in.
You're giving her way too much intelligence.
Yes, I'm going to try to err on the side that she wasn't
correct. Nah, she for that. It just sounds like I could only imagine someone that has that thought process and talks that way probably annoys everyone around her. And if you're delusional and not realizing it, eventually you're going to realize why you're lonely. Ooh. Or you're going to realize you will be delusional and not realize that you're lonely. Uh-huh. Then you're going to start making up people that you see, I guess. I don't know. But for like, who says be delusional? Like,
well, it's, you know, I feel like her choice of wording probably has a lot to do with just trying to get attention on TikTok. I honestly do not think that her intention was to be like, be a person that doesn't understand the laws of gravity, or, you know, be a person that thinks they can walk through a wall when
that's. But if you believe you can, eventually you'll do it. So keep banging your head against the wall.
Okay, so what?
That's called insanity.
what difference does that? How different is that than like manifestation?
Manifestation is believing in yourself or speaking something into existence. Uh-huh. Like you say it, you believe it, you think about it, you meditate on it. That's manifesting something. Being delusional is just seeing something that's not there and saying that it's there, mm-hmm. regardless of how idiotic it may be. Mm-hmm. Like being deluded or something, be like somebody being like, I really don't like you as a person. You being delusional saying, but you do like me. Like, no, I don't. I just said I didn't. It's like.
Okay. I think that, again.
She can't be in her 20s yet.
Oh, no. I think she's definitely older than that. I think she's somebody that probably actually does a lot of manifestation stuff. I think she's definitely in her 20s. I definitely think she sees the grass as greener, but I don't think she meant it. I really do think it was more so for the sensationalization of the word of be delusional. That sounds a lot more ear catching than be optimistic. We wouldn't be talking about a video that said, I want you, don't look at the situation for what it is. Be optimistic. Look on the brighter side. Look at the things that you want to have in life. It's a lot more like stopping your tracks when you hear somebody say, F reality, be delusional.
I think you're giving her too much credit. I truly do. Be delusional. If you think you're going to be a millionaire, be delusional. You'll become a no the hell you won't.
Well, no. I see none of the things. This is the thing. This is how I know. This is why I feel that my perception is not off. The thing she said, other than everyone's attracted to her and wants to be like her, that's just arrogance. The things she said are highly possible if she actually puts the work to it. To be the first millionaire in your family is not an impossible feat.
Yeah, but the way she was saying be delusional is like, well, just be, I don't have to put in work to be a millionaire. I can just be a millionaire.
She didn't say that, though.
I'm just saying the way she was approaching.
Oh, see, I didn't feel that way. I didn't feel like she was saying.
I think just her voice and her words just annoyed me so much. I could. I don't see any. It's like, how did you get your brain power together to put your clothes on today?
Oh, no.
That's how bad it annoyed. It almost annoyed me as bad as the people, the girl, you know, the girls would be swallowing their words like
the vocal
the comedian
fry.
Saying, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
That was definitely an annoyance. I think a lot of, I think.
Maya can't take it.
I think a lot of us that are older than what this young lady at least appears to be, there is sometimes we feel like a lack of groundedness in younger people, mm-hmm. because they have seen so many things change in their lifetime, mm-hmm. right? They have seen things that we have thought was impossible happen. They grew up with there being a black president. Like my son was born with there being a black president in office. gay rights became, or gay marriage actually being legal, happened in their lifetime. They barely experienced anything. Go ahead.
No, what you saying that, it's like I just now realized that, and I'm sure a lot of people ever did, they were born with access to information across the world.
Absolutely.
Like, we weren't born with it. They weren't, I mean, computers were still new.
Yeah.
There was no internet, really. Like,
the sky is the limit in their head, because so many barriers were busted down by the generation before them. Mm-hmm. So I do think her mindset of be delusional and believe things that other people would think are impossible for you, I think the message definitely has a nugget of truth, because there are a lot of things that we, if we would have possibly stayed where we originally lived, would have felt delusional to people. Some of the things that we've accomplished. Mm-hmm. Do you not agree?
I refuse to agree.
I'm not saying agree with her. I'm saying listen to the statement I'm saying.
Yeah, listen, like I said, just said earlier, listen to the words, not the message. Listen to the message, not the words.
If you were to say, if we stayed in Kentucky and you were to say to your friends, you know what, one day I'm just going to quit this regular 9-to-5. I'm going to make videos and be paid just to talk into the phone. Your friends would be like, you're delusional. But somebody actually thought that that was a good idea long before us. And it happened. So I do think her wording and the fact that she was the messenger makes it a very unattractive and unpalatable, like, message. But I think if we remove her voice,
mm-hmm.
if we remove her use of marketing by saying, it's kind of like, you know what it reminds me of?
What?
When on, what is it? What was the show that Kev used to do? Something Opinion?
Unpopular Opinion.
Unpopular Opinion. And I said that Denzel Washington was overrated, right? Everybody was like, Angel has lost her mind. Maya then peeped around the computer. I used the word overrated in the actual technical sense of the word correctly,
mm-hmm.
which was, someone who is rated higher than which they actually are, right?
Uh-huh.
Because in my opinion, when you put him in the number one spot, he is incorrectly rated, right? However, I could have explained it in that way and people wouldn't have been irate. They would have disagreed, but they wouldn't have been like, you have lost your mind.
Yeah, just by hearing the words.
But because I used the word overrated, people were so engaged with that episode. People still send me stuff about Denzel. To this day, okay? To this day. They like, uh-huh, you think this? Or people who agree is like, I'm so glad that you said it.
Yeah.
I think that man is one of the most talented people to ever walk the earth. But if I said, Denzel is an amazing actor, he's so great, but he's my number two or three, people would have been like, oh, okay, yeah, he's my number two or three as well. But it helped with getting people to stop, listen to what I was saying, and then have an actual reaction, which at the end of the day is what we want as content creators. We want people to have a reaction to what we're saying. We don't want them just to absorb it and be like, huh.
Some of the arguments, just real quick, I'm going to go on side
Denzel.
Note.
Mm-hmm.
Denzel Washington. But some of the arguments I saw on that, when they was like, but he played Malcolm X, this person, that person, that person. And it only further proved your point, but because he played all those people as the same person.
I stand by my opinion of him. I just know that my wording was what was going to get people. I thought Tony Baker was going to kick me in my throat. He was so appalled by it. So, because that is his number one. For him, it's just like, you can't. You cannot. Yeah. There's no way you could say that. And like I said, now I don't know the technical term for delusion. I know that the medical term for it, she's absolutely incorrect mm-hmm. for using it. But if we were to look at the – oh, go ahead.
No. One of my favorite comedians, Asian – I can't remember his name, which sucks. Asian comedian, he said in one of his stand-ups, who would have thought that access to all human knowledge would make people dumber?
Oh, yeah, I remember you said that.
In 50 years, we're going to be looking at people using the internet like smoking cigarettes are today. It's like, wait, this woman was pregnant and you let her use the internet? But it's so true. It's just like, yeah, people get access to like all this stuff, and it's like, this is what it produced.
Yeah.
Be delusional.
Okay, here we go. This is what the technical dictionary definition of delusional is. Characterized by or holding idiosyncratic beliefs or impressions that are contradicted by reality or rational argument. Now, the other end of it says, typically as a symptom of a mental disorder.
Period.
But the chunk before that, she kind of used it. It's basically not being held to the reality that's in front of you. But yeah, she was definitely doing it for clout. And she got our attention. It was sure enough on this podcast, because we wouldn't have been talking about it had she sounded
calling
a little
us
more sane.
Stupid.
She really done got up. You was just like, I don't like her. I don't
need
like
a little no.
Oh, bless your heart. Well, let's talk about our next sponsor. We are so happy that this podcast is sponsored by Every Plate.
Plates.
Yeah, y'all already know how we love it over here. Is this going to cause an argument? Every Plate is America's number one affordable, okay, meal kit. It is the best value meal kit that you could ever find. Every Plate is 25% cheaper than grocery shopping. You can, you all know that meal kits can be very expensive, right? But Every Plate, it turns out Every Plate is more affordable than groceries. Their quality ingredient comes pre-portioned to help you save money and reduce food waste. You know, like that bag of spinach that's been sitting in the back of your refrigerator that now is a soup, because it's created its own juices. Skip the store and let Every Plate shop and deliver everything you need to cook a delicious meal at a consistently low price. In the summer, I'd rather be out enjoying the sunshine than cooking in the kitchen, and Every Plate helps me to do just that. Simple, stress-free recipes that come together in just 6 steps and are ready in around 30 minutes or less. You can choose 17 recipes that change each week and swap proteins and sides for your liking, so you can switch it up your dinner routine anytime you want to, okay? Every Plate offers options for everybody. Choose from classic plate, veggie plate, family plate, and easy plate preferences to serve up a crowd-pleasing meals night after night. So, you guys, y'all know we've done Every Plate for many, 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 many weeks. The food is amazing. It's always a hit at dinner time. The kids love it. And the fact that the cost is just so ridiculously low, it typically, like, depending on what plan you're on with Every Plate, you can get meals for as low as $1.79 a meal. Like, that's how many, like, if you were to break down the cost of every single meal that every person is eating in your household for your family, that's how low it can go, depending on the plan that you choose. I absolutely love it. So, this is what we want you to do. Try Every Plate for just $1.79 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering code ARGUE179.
ARGUE179.
Get started with Every Plate for just $1.79 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering code ARGUE179.
ARGUE179.
That is up to $104 value. Y'all better go on ahead and go over to everyplate.com and enter code ARGUE179.
ARGUE179.
So, we all know life is super fragile. A lot of us have dealt with loss here recently, and it's not expected. You know what I'm saying? Some of us are blessed to see it coming, but for a lot of us, it comes at times that we did not schedule. And, you know, I don't want any of us to be caught slipping. I want all of us to be prepared. And on that note, it's makes sense why people get life insurance, as we were talking about earlier, especially term coverage, which is surprisingly affordable. This is when life insurance makes sense to me, when it is affordable, right? Why not pay a bit each month to protect ones that you love? If you're asking yourself this question, choose Ladder. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in the application. You just need a few minutes and a phone or laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm work in real time, so you find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees. Cancel anytime. Get a full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They are rated A and A plus by AM Best. Ladder customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they made Forbes Best Life Insurance 2021 list. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now's the time to cross it off your list. I can't tell you all enough. Don't wait. Do not wait. And the fact that they make it so easy, you do not want to go through a bunch of hemming and hawing and all this other stuff. The fact that it's fully digital, y'all, go on ahead and try them out. So go to ladderlife.com/argue today to see if you are instantly approved. That's LADDER life.com/argue.
Argue.
Ladderlife.com/argue.
Argue.
All right. You ready for the topic of the day?
Sure.
Sure. Topic of the day is I got it from my daddy. In honor of Father's Day, we are going to be talking about the traits we got from our dads and the traits our kids are getting from you, my dear husband.
Well, well, well.
Go ahead and kick it off because you actually have a relationship with your father. So that will make it easier for you to talk about.
Reminds me of my homegirl, Erica. Anytime somebody brought up daddies, that fool.
Go off. I know she would go off every time.
It's a lot of traits I got from my daddy, and the older I get, the more experience I get, the more I realize I'm getting from him still.
I agree. Please, please continue.
So one of the main things that stands out to me that I got from him is the ability to work with my hands. When I was coming up, nobody worked in our house or on our house but him. Daddy, like, literally replaced our roof by himself in our first house.
I can believe it. I can believe it.
Like, we have, Angel seen it, we have, or if y'all watch our family vlogs.
As you should.
As you should, on this same channel if you're watching on YouTube and that chick Angel TV.
Come on, babe.
Our
come
family
on,
vlogs, anytime I go home, you may see us sitting in a basically like a sunroom. It's like a room where it's like all windows. You can see the farm behind us. That room started off as a deck that they built onto the back of the house that was only in back of the kitchen. I helped Daddy expand that deck across the back of the entire house. And they then enclosed that deck with with glass and aluminum panels. All that started from the foundation that he built.
Which is from just that, from so that deck. Crazy to
and
me.
Just even with that, the just the in like the interior stuff, the plumbing, the electrical, carpentry, all of it. I grew up watching him do this stuff and figure it out. And that's why anything, and this helped me with in my career when I first started as an electrician. Granted, I was getting electrical experience that he didn't have, but it started from that groundwork or that basis of basically that foundation that he laid that I was sitting there watching.
The other thing that you didn't mention that you and your dad ended up doing is that daggone driveway.
Oh, the driveway. Yeah. It's so much that we did, but yeah, the driveway, it started off as a 2-car driveway and, it was one day I was supposed to be going to a barbecue, actually. And Daddy called me and my brother and was like, I need y'all to come up here and help me real quick. We didn't know that helping him would turn into a 3-day project of breaking up the existing driveway.
Yes.
To expand it to basically like almost a 4-car driveway now. But that was an idea he had that he just.
And it looks good, though. Like, that's.
Yeah, all these projects look professional.
It looks so professional.
Every time we talk about, like, you know, daddy built this, or we helped him build that, or he did this to the house, I didn't realize that it was just normal for me. But Angel's, like, one time, Angel's, a couple of her friends came over. They was like, wait, but this actually looks professional.
Right. Sorry. Keep talking. Sorry. I'm listening to the question.
Yeah, this actually looks professional. What do you mean they did this? I'm like, I mean, why wouldn't it look professional? I was just used to seeing that. It didn't look anything. So now when I do stuff at the house, I go forward with that same mentality and that same expectation of knowing it's going to look the way it should or whatever. So That's one of the many things is like working with my hands. All that in the nutshell of I got from him like working with my hands.
Y'all have a lot of the same personality traits too that be tripping me out. Being that we're both the youngest, I don't know if you have the same thing of like, I watch people, I learn by watching people and watching your parents in their relationship. And obviously now knowing you like the back of my hand, the similarities are endless between you and your daddy. Mm-hmm. Endless. Now with my dad, we don't have a close relationship, but what I do know is that my quick wit comes from him. But like my quick wit and then also my rage. The grenade analogy I always use, I definitely think I inherited from his side of the family, if not just him. Which is crazy to me that even without having a relationship with this man, that there are certain things that will be passed down, even though, you know, obviously feature characteristics is something that you expect because you're talking about actual biology and DNA.
Yeah, but personality
characteristics, I'm like, this is insane. And this is not just from my observations of him. This is from other people who know him well being able to be like, oh, now, yes, Eric from Patreon, you're right. Also, my other father, Martin Luther King, I think my vision for the future. Yeah. Those of y'all who don't know, if you're just now getting to know me, until I was about 4, maybe 5, I thought Martin Luther King was my dad. I was pretty sure that was. I was like, that's why he didn't come around. The
resemblance is uncanny.
We were same color. We both 2 eyes, nose, that black person.
He had hair.
That had to be my daddy. He loved Jesus. I was like.
He's on all the church programs.
I was like.
I mean, the church fans.
Oh, absolutely. I was like, that's why he don't come around. They assassinated him. Mind you, not realizing he died before I was born. But those were logistics that didn't matter. When I was 5, did not matter at all.
Not just before you were born, before you could possibly be conceived.
Yeah. That was still my dad, Martin. What do you think the kids are getting?
Oh, just real quick. You said, you know, the rage. I get it from both sides. So I'll give 50% to daddy, the temper. But that's just equally on my mama's side. Even though she didn't get any of that. But that the Talbert side of my family, we all definitely have a temper like no other.
But seeing it in action, you have your father's.
Oh, I have. It's 50-50. You haven't experienced the you haven't been around enough like the uncles. You only met 2 of them. So,
I would also say 3. Your harshness on one side of the coin. But yet your extreme soft heart for your children is 100% your dad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was probably mostly seen in his your dad's affection towards his daughter. But it was the same, like, even though it showed up different, that same, like, extreme putty heart was the same, like, for you guys. It just showed differently.
Yeah.
And that is how... More so how he is, how I saw him with you and Pete. Now, granted, I was seeing him with you all as adult men, not as kids. But it still, I think, is reflective of how hard you are with the boys. And so the boys don't realize how soft you actually could be because they don't realize that side. And once they do, I hope they exploit it. To the fullest.
I show my soft side.
What'd you say?
I show my soft side.
Yeah, but they don't understand how they can actually use that.
Oh, they don't need to know.
I hope they figure it out, and I do. I hope they exploit it to the end of time. Because right now,
Marcus has no excuse. He should know.
I think he's still very much so once he cares about and like impressing us. He cares a lot about like living up to whatever standard or whatever. But if he ever catches on, it's game over. And I look forward to that day. I look forward to sitting back.
Because they think it's you. It's just like, oh, mama, can I have you? Like, y'all had any sense?
Yeah, if they had any sense, all they'd have to do, if they just sucked up to their daddy a little bit. And I thought Amar had it. I thought he had figured it out.
He's too much of a jerk.
But he'll eventually turn. He'll turn. He'll probably be the first. He'll probably be the first to figure it out and be like, I got it. Watch this. And I know, I feel like while your pride kept you from asking for more of your dad, if you needed to, I think, you know, I don't even remember your dad offering you his truck. I feel like you just said,
I knew it was definitely my pride that I didn't ask for much, but he knew that I could get pretty much anything from him.
Yeah, like when you got his truck, yeah. Did he offer it to you, or you just were like, I'm gonna give you this much for this truck?
No, I said, let me buy the truck. He was like, well, you wanna buy my truck? I said, yeah. And it was like a negotiation, but he knew it was like, I knew and he knew. Like,
and it was only your pride that said, let me buy the truck. Cause you could have said, Daddy, let me have that truck.
Yeah.
He would have did all of the complaining because that's a part of the show. And that truck still would have ended up.
Definitely.
And that is exactly how I see you with the boys. It's just that if they just went ahead and asked, that's how you.
Yeah, as much as him and my brother didn't get along, and my brother was always going to asking daddy for something nonstop. In the middle of the argument.
I believe it. Now, a lot of people get life insurance to help protect their children, but that is in their passing. This is how you can protect your children while you're still alive, and that is with ParentEducate.com. It is the go-to provider for research-based online parenting courses. The online science-backed courses contain the same information as those taken by early childhood teachers. ParentEducates.com ever-growing course catalog includes 100-plus engaging online classes that cover a variety of topics, including behavior, development, nutrition, play safety, and more. From learning how the first 3 years of a child's life affect brain development to child passenger safety to learning positive discipline techniques, ParentEducate.com has something for everyone. Each online class only takes 20 to 30 minutes to complete. Every course is available 24/7, and you can enjoy them at your own pace from any web-based device, including your mobile phone, allowing families to conveniently learn how to parent like a pro. I can tell you this right now. When we left the hospital with little Marcus, I was like, so y'all ain't going to give us no pamphlet, no brochure, no owner's manual. Y'all just going to send us home with this new baby and not tell us nothing, right? We really be going into parenting a lot of times just stupid.
Yeah. Delusional. Even.
That is not something you have to do anymore. And it doesn't matter if you're already a parent. There's so much knowledge out there right now that can help that you don't even realize. Like sometimes you just be parenting away thinking your child is the only one that does something like this. And then you actually allow yourself to be educated and learn, and you find, oh no, there's a lot of children that do this, and this is how you help children that do these certain things, or this is how you get through this milestone. There's a lot of things out there that you can learn, and educate.com is the place to go. Parents can sign up for a monthly, quarterly, or annual plan for as little as $4.99 a month, providing unlimited access to ParentEducate.com's extensive course catalog. New courses are added each month and a bonus material throughout the month. ParentEducate.com makes the perfect gift for new parents. Surprise them with a thoughtful gift that will help them raise healthier, happier kids. A ParentEducate.com subscription is perfect as a last-minute gift because the subscription arrives within minutes. A thoughtful gift that is perfect for the holidays, baby showers, or simply to say thinking of you. A zero-waste present since there's no wrapping paper or shipping. Just hours of interactive fun. ParentEducate.com is offering 20% off the first month of a monthly subscription plan for listeners of the show. Is this going to cause an argument? ParentEducate.com and enter coupon code ARGUE at checkout. So again, get 20% off at parenteducate.com and enter coupon code ARGUE at checkout. Again, that's coupon code ARGUE at checkout. Is there anything I wanted to say about what the kids are getting from you?
They are, Kai, I would say his analytical side. The way he will look at something and study it and figure it out.
Yeah.
That's me. That was me at that age. The only difference is I was, you know, getting lost in barns and garages and playing with tools and building stuff about that age.
Yeah.
They all have a love for cars at his age. All of them did.
But Sai still loves cars.
Sai does. He definitely loves cars. I've always loved cars. Not as much as he used to. Mm-hmm. It's faded a little bit. His love for cars has come on stronger than any of them's, because he's actually sits in the, when I'm riding, he's riding with me, he sits in the truck and points out cars, trucks, and buses and yells out the color. Mm-hmm. Like, blue truck, look at the blue. Like, yeah, that's something that none of them has ever done. Let me see. Size sensitivity. His sensitive side, he gets that from me, definitely. he does. And I see a lot of me in him at that age.
Well, he looks the most like you too.
You think he does?
Absolutely.
And then Marcus, how quiet he can be. That's definitely me. At that age, I was very quiet. I still am.
Yeah.
Girl, get out of here.
She's quiet like his mother.
Mm-hmm. Quiet like a exploding firecracker.
Those must be really quiet. I think that all the kids are a lot like you. A Mars personality. Now, some of his, I won't make you take on all of his assholeness.
Yes, let's talk about it, because that you were an asshole at that age.
No, it wasn't that I was an asshole.
You were stubborn at that age.
It was, this is what Amar gets from me, is that if I don't want to listen to you, I'm not going to listen to you.
Which makes him an asshole, which made Angel an asshole at that age.
It was very much so. You're not going to monopolize my attention when I don't really
want to. See, the difference is, people say he acts like me. Me as a grown man, yes. But me as a child, no. That's her.
Whatever. Also, I think he gets his assholeness from you as well. Looking at people like they're dumb in their face. I do think that Kai is the most like you in a lot of ways. Little Marcus is organized like you. Seeing how he keeps I'm like, oh, Jesus, you are your daddy's child. As he got out of having to live with his brothers, I actually got to see my child as organized. Very, you know, simple, kept together, just not out here, just making life difficult for everybody else, which is a shocker to me. What else? Who else? There's, like I said, Sai looks the most like you. I don't know about that sensitive Sai mess that you just lied about.
It's all me.
I don't know about that. I don't. But Kai, I would say, is the most like you. The one that looks the least like you is going to be. But it's also, other than Kai's obsession with little Marcus, I think Kai, it's a tie between Kai and Marcus on who wants to impress you the most.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very important for both of them to have your approval on what they have done or what they are trying to accomplish. But I think Kai naturally is more of your disposition. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hopefully he won't be a hoe like you, but we don't know.
You.
Well, then wouldn't actually be one if that was the case.
Yeah, they will be too.
Nah. But okay, now we will go to our comment from the audience, question from the audience.
All right.
You got anything you want to add?
No.
Okay. Thank you for making my four beautiful boys. I think I have to, let me tell you, this, I am vain. I thought about what I wanted my kids to look like. and I wanted them to be pretty. So I made sure I got me a pretty man. But outside of you helping me make pretty kids, you're helping me to raise very responsible children and boys that will, there are a lot of things that they won't know that are usually attributed to Black families and stereotyped and purposely put on Black families. They will never experience. And I thank you for it.
Thank you as well. And you're welcome.
Hi, Angela Marcus. This is Jasmine from Iowa. My question is about parenting. How do you raise emotionally intelligent boys without being frustrated by all of the unnecessary crying or crying that you feel like is unnecessary to you? What are your best tips to maybe either curb the crying or get them to voice exactly what is so frustrating without all of the tears? Love you guys.
You don't, and you can't. Pisses us off to this day.
I actually have a different answer. And I only have this answer because I am actively in therapy. But the answer that I say is, one of the things my therapist taught me is that the issue isn't my child crying. The issue is me being uncomfortable with it. And it's not their responsibility to fix my uncomfortability. Mm-hmm. I have to acknowledge that I'm uncomfortable and allow them to feel their feelings. I also, the Fredrickses just entered the building. my therapist gave me this emotion wheel that I'm trying to use with them as well to help them be able to pinpoint what the emotion is that they're feeling. And last but not least, I try to validate. And it's been working. Oh, and McKinley's here too. I try to validate their feelings by hugging them and being like, oh, what happened? And I'm noticing that that is causing them to stop crying sooner.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of me being like, if you don't shut up, which is what I want to say.
Yeah.
But especially with Amar, because he's the one that cries the most. If I'm like, oh my goodness, come here. Oh, what happened? Did you hurt your hand? Yeah. And I'll be like, oh, you okay? He'll be like, yeah, I'm okay. And then I'll kiss him and he'll say, thank you, mommy. And then go on about his business. Now, if I'd be like, boy, shut up. He was just going to cry louder, harder, and then bug me more. So. Go ahead.
No, I thought you was going to go ahead.
The biggest thing is I do now. The one thing that I won't let up on is if there's something that they need to get done, their emotions aren't going to be a tool that they get to use to stop from doing what they need to do. I have been saying that a lot to little Marcus. The emotions are fine. You can go ahead. You can cry. Do whatever you got to do. But if there's something that needs to get done, you can't always stop what you're doing just because you're crying.
Right.
You are going to have to sometimes continue to do what you're doing while the tears are rolling down your face. And that is okay.
Yeah. With me, I had a different approach. With the kids, what you learned in therapy, what Angel brought home from therapy was definitely a help for me mentally to deal with them. But when they always did all the emotional crying, I would always be, especially when they would come to me and one of them and did something to the other one or said something to the other one and they upset and they do that cry thing where they can't even get a word out. Pisses me off.
Mm-hmm.
But I just sit and look at them until they calm it down. And I'm like, why are you crying? Why are you crying? Explain it to me. They finally get it out of, he said this. I said, and I told y'all this before, I said, well, did it hurt? where'd it hit you? And then I always ask them, did it hurt? And that's when they usually start calming it down. I'm like, so if it didn't hurt, why are you crying? And then they'll explain, oh, well, because he did this or did that. And I'm like, but that's nothing to cry about. It may have upset you. Mm-hmm. Don't cry. Then I try to get to the butt of what they were doing to cause all this emotional rage within them. But as far as the perfect, Angel will have a better answer than I do because, I'm still struggling with it, to be honest with you. That's just being transparent.
Well, you guys, I hope you all have an amazing Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Love you so much. You can find me at That Chick Angel on all platforms. You can watch all of Crafts and Cocktails, either half of it on my my YouTube channel, That Chick Angel TV, or the other half on the Kev on Stage Studio streaming services. And tell them where they can find you in your podcast, baby.
Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus Ant on the Gram, Facebook, Marcus Ant on the Book. You can find me on my other podcast, Let Us Tell It, on Tanksley TV on YouTube, and across all podcast platforms.
Yeah.
Streaming right now.
Amen.
Make sure y'all check it out. And you can catch my beard and body butter, Man Shit. That's M-A-N-S-H-Y-T at manshit.com. That's all we got for y'all.
All right.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.